This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
CBS Sports Radio.
Listening to the Vince Quinn Show, weekend overnights on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, Happy New Year to you. Rolling this fine morning on the morning show, as Jane Graceffo looks at me like I'm an idiot, correctly. I'm having a good time. That's all that matters. And we set up a mailbox, so I will continue to promote the mailbox. I decided that I would do it. I have no idea. People have threatened to send me bologna, like literal lunch meat in the mail, which, given that we're here once a week, do not send us bologna. Do not do that. It will not help anybody.
Bologna.
No bologna.
Bologna.
No. Stop. You're not letting. No baloney. There's no baloney in the mailbox.
Baloney.
If you want to send things that aren't baloney, then send it to 345 Hudson Street, 10th floor, New York, New York, 10014. And we'll just see what happens. I'm excited to see what happens. It's a whole new year. You make changes. Like, I was looking around, for example. Because, you know, Christmas, you get new gifts, you bring all this stuff back. You're like, oh, my God, I got so much stuff in the house already. I got to get rid of stuff. I was looking around. You know what one of the small changes I'm going to make this year is? This is going to be something I do very soon. I'm getting rid of, like, all of my DVDs. Basically every single one. They're just going to go. There's no point in having DVDs.
Let me know what you got. Text me.
Okay, yeah. Do you want to go through it? How about this? I will bring in my DVDs next week, and we'll run through it, and you could take whatever you'd like.
Cool.
All right, done.
Am I like one of the five people who still have a DVD player hooked up?
Well, that's the thing. I've got an Xbox and a PlayStation because I'm a video game addict and I can't help myself. So I could run the DVDs on that, but I just stream everything all the time now. Like, I've got... Netflix and Hulu, and there's YouTube.
I can't remember last time I put a DVD in the DVD player.
Yeah, you don't do it anymore.
No, that's true.
And if you're going to watch something, usually you just go, okay, like, it's either available for free, or maybe it's free with commercials.
But then if you have the DVD of something, and you search it somewhere, and they say you got to pay blah, blah, blah for it, you're putting in the DVD at that moment, aren't you?
If it's one of the DVDs that I have, but I'll say this.
Well, yeah.
One, I don't watch a whole lot of television or movies or whatever. A lot of it is, I mean, one, it's a national show. I got to watch a lot of games. It's a lot of games. It's a lot of highlights.
That's true, Vince. I mean, me and you are watching sports 24 hours a day, 7 days a week here.
Well,
I'm telling you, bud.
No, it's
give
not.
Me that regular season NBA. Put it in my veins. I'm watching it.
Well, I got League Pass.
Magic Suns. I'm watching it.
I watched the Suns. I watched them yesterday.
Magic Hawks. I'm in. Give me some other crap that nobody would watch.
Well, no, I'm telling you, though. You got to have at least, because I'm not going to tell you that I know everything.
Man, I got to watch Thunder Kings on a Wednesday at 10:30.
Well, see, now
I'm in.
Tyrese Halliburton is injured, maybe it's not so interesting to watch the Kings. See, you got to be up on these things. This is the world that we live in. You got to be up on your stuff. So I'm watching.
Yeah, I know who
time.
He is. I don't have to watch Thunder Kings on a random Wednesday.
Well, yeah, I do. I feel like I do. That's honestly how I approach this. I feel like I do. I got to watch Thunder Kings once in a while on a random Thursday because people, like, I need to be aware of stuff.
How many people in the Oklahoma City Thunder could you name off the top of your head?
Well, now they made all these. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is the only guy that really matters to me. And I'm trying to. And now that you put me on the spot, yeah, I don't know. And that's the thing. Like, I've got to. Because as the seasons come around, you try to brush up on everything. So I'm not going to tell you I spend my time, like, constantly reading about the Oklahoma City Thunder. You just see moves happen and you try to figure out who they are and where they're going. I feel like the Thunder. I mean, who's really on the Thunder anyway? It's all about the 40 draft picks they
have. Al Horford?
Oh, well, yeah, good riddance for me. I'm a Sixers fan.
You forgot about it. You forgot so quickly.
I forgot where he went. I just knew he was gone. That's all that mattered to me. He's not a Sixer anymore.
Wow.
Seriously.
They traded him, like, what, 3 weeks ago? Yeah, and you're like, yeah, no, he's out of my brain forever.
Yeah, no, gone immediately. I completely forgot about it. It didn't matter. So, yeah, Al Horford doesn't exist. He's on the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Good riddance. Apparently.
Yeah, no, really. And not him as a guy. He seems like a great guy, but... he was not a good fit for the Sixers. It was terrible, and I'm glad he's elsewhere. I don't miss Al Horford playing basketball for my team, but you got to be somewhat aware of that stuff. So I don't know. I put a lot of time into those things, and it's an exhausting process. But, honestly, I don't even know where we're going with this anymore. Because, you hopped in, and then we just went down this whole rabbit hole. I forget where I was going completely.
You were talking about DVDs.
That's it. DVDs. Yeah, I don't watch movies and TV all that much. So I look at my DVDs, and they're taking up all the space. And I'm like, what am I doing this for? I've got seasons of Seinfeld. It's on Hulu. Why do I need big boxes full of all these DVDs of Seinfeld when I can just click? It's digital. It shows up. It disappears. It's out of my life. I don't need it. I don't need DVDs anymore. So I've decided I'm getting rid of them. That is a new thing I'm doing in the new year. I'm cleaning out basically all DVDs that I own. So we'll go through those next week.
Good for you, buddy.
And there's some gems in there.
Like a big cleanse for you.
Yes, I got to do it. I got to do it, man. I just got too much stuff in the house.
I might walk out of here with 20 DVDs. I'm not kidding you.
That's fine.
It's a big... It's a big possibility.
Take as many as you want, because here was the thought that I had as well. Because I would love to, you know, theoretically, it's like, oh, well, Vince, why don't you just put them on eBay? You can sell them. And, like, the cost...
At $1 a pop?
Well, and that's the thing. And then by the time I pay for mailing the thing, it's going to cost me more to mail it and give it to somebody. Like, trying to sell it is going to cost me money. You know what I mean? I lose on the endeavor of selling a DVD because nobody's going to pay, you know, $8 for a used DVD of The Dark Knight. It's a great movie.
I don't want that one.
But you don't want The Dark Knight? I thought that was a slam dunk.
No, I don't want
it. You don't like that movie?
No.
Oh, dude, come on. How don't you like that movie?
I don't watch Batman movies.
Superhero
movies, I don't watch
them. You don't watch any superhero movies?
Not really.
Really?
Yeah, no, not
Why
really.
Why not?
I don't. I just don't. I don't care.
You're just not interested?
No, yeah, right. I'm not interested.
Have
I don't care.
Have you watched any of them?
I watched Joker. That was fine.
Okay, I mean, in the scale of superhero movies, it's good, but Dark Knight is like like everybody in America loves The Dark Knight. Like, that is just the rule of thumb.
I don't know.
Wow.
Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, not taking that one.
See? So
don't bring it.
Now part of me, I can't help myself. I'm going to look up, well, I'll continue doing the show, but I'm going to go to eBay, because I have to talk sports at some point or they're going to kill me. But,
sure.
I'm gonna eBay and figure out how much The Dark Knight on DVD is selling for
right now.
There's
no way it's more than $5.
Exactly. And used? Like, what is The Dark Knight used worth? I mean, it's not worth shipping. It's just, oh, here we go. Used DVD. Very good. In all caps, $3.92.
Great.
Yeah. Oh, I'm
swimming. You made yourself $4. Not even.
And then with shipping and paying for the envelope, because you get like those big envelopes for the big DVD cases, you know, it's going to cost me a buck or two anyway. I'm making like $1 on the whole thing. It's not worth
it. Well, you know, there's one Washington you didn't have before. That's what you got to look at.
There we go. Dollar earned, baby.
Yeah.
If I save up enough, maybe I can, I don't know, afford McDonald's.
Buy a house? I mean, you know. In this economy, you never know.
It's hard to give them away. I mean, that's the only way to handle a DVD at this point. Is you just give them away to people and hope somebody's interested. So we'll do that next week. We'll see where that goes. But also, if you want to mail me things, like DVDs, I guess, just to troll me, I don't know. 345 Hudson Street, 10th floor, New York, New York, 10014. That's the address. I just set it up. We've got our little box here. I'm ready to go. I'm ready for some mail. Can't wait to see what comes in. So here's something I want to get to, right? Arizona and the Rams are playing today. Big time game. This is playoff experience for the playoff berth for either team is on the line. They've got to win this game. I mean, the Rams could technically do it, but it depends on the Bears. But there's playoff stakes between these two teams within the division. And for the Rams, they're in a bit of a peculiar spot because think about this. Jared Goff is injured. And the backup quarterback for the Rams, well, nobody really knows who he is.
Can you do us all a favor and tell us how to say your last name?
John Wolford.
Do you pronounce the L?
Wolford, yeah, I think so, a little bit.
Okay. Some of your coaches have had a few other variations of that.
Yeah, I don't even correct them. It doesn't bother me.
They don't even know the poor kid's name.
Oh, it's so good.
They have no idea how to say his name. They're like, and he's like, I don't care. Say whatever you want. Do you pronounce the L? I don't know.
A little. Kinda. It's like,
bro, it's your name.
It's your
like
name.
Like yeah. What, like who else would say it? Who else would know how to say it? Is what I meant to say.
It's great, man. It's great. He's just like, yeah, whatever, man. I'm just happy to be here. Like, it's cool. All the coaches are calling him the wrong name. I mean, think about this.
They've called him, like, curse words, I'm sure. He's like, yeah, great. As long as they, like, know that I'm here.
As long as they're not just calling him by his number. You know, like, if he was at this point in the season and they're like, listen, 4, you know, like that would really be atrocious. He's at that point. That was me when I played freshman football. This is how bad my sports career was. I played freshman football in high school. I had the same practice number as another guy, and they never learned my name the whole season. I was the other 50. I wasn't even 50. I was the other 50 the whole season.
You're John Wolford. That's you. That's you.
Yes. So this guy, who no one knows his name, including the coaching staff of the team that he plays for, well,
They say, go get him. It's only a playoff spot on the line.
Yeah, it's
only you go season. Figure it out.
No,
you got him.
Go get him, Johnny boy. They just don't call him by it. They just never bring up the last name. In a sport where you got a lot of people on the roster, you got to figure they mention the last, like a lot of guys have to be called by their last name.
Which, by the way, isn't Sean McVay some sort of savant where he remembers everything?
Well, yes.
So he can't. You tell me he doesn't remember this kid's how to say this kid's name?
Maybe he's the only guy. He's the only one, and everybody else is like Wolfie. I don't know. Like they just try to get as close as they possibly can, and he doesn't care. So he's just like, yeah, man. As long as I'm starting, cool.
How much is this team kicking themselves? By the way, I mean, don't they have to just be like kicking themselves that they had the Jets in their building and they couldn't beat them? Like, how much should they just be like, oh man, we stink?
Yeah.
Like, do we even deserve to get here? And now we got to play this poor kid and we don't even know who he is.
Because Goff could be back. He could be back if they make it far enough into the playoffs. They haven't exactly said how far that would be, but if they make it far enough into the playoffs, he could play. So, yeah, beat the Jets. It'd be nice. Now, here's the thing. Let me ask you. Where did he go to college? Where did he play?
Oh, man. I was looking him up all week. I could tell you he played for the Arizona Hotshots in the Alliance of American Football.
Oh, there we go.
I could tell you that much.
I kind of miss the Alliance of American Football.
You're the only one.
Except
for the guy who hosts mornings on this network.
Well,
you and him, the only people.
Technically, I host mornings as well.
Well,
I mean,
true. You and him are the same.
This is a morning show. I'm just on a little less often, you know, but I'm a morning show.
Wouldn't it be funny if John Wolford went to Wofford? How great would that be? Yeah, I'm John Wolford. I went to school at Wofford.
Wolford's Wofford.
It's like a bad Muppet.
It is. Oh, it's so good. I snorted.
Seriously, where did he go to college? I don't know.
He went to Wake Forest, apparently.
All right.
I have no idea.
There you go. There's something.
I've never heard of him in my life prior to like 2 days
ago.
Oh,
no. Former Jet. He was here.
He was a Jet?
He was here for preseason like 2 years ago.
Oh, my God. So, wait. Was he beat out by Luke Falk, who got sacked 10 times?
That might have been the year before. That might have been the year before he was here.
Okay. Because, man, that was a rough one. That was a rough game. Yeah, John Wolford, who nobody even knows his actual name, and he dodges the own pronunciation. He's like, yeah, you kind of say the L. He's going to have the season on the line for the Rams. Like, that is crazy. That's crazy. And here's the other thing. If that guy wins the game and looks good, Goff struggled, and, like, there's not really a quarterback controversy, but there will be fans that say, you know, I would like to see Wolford play.
Yeah, imagine if John Wolford lights it up, and then Sean McVay has to answer the dumb question of, hey, you going to start John Wolford in this playoff game? Like, he's going to answer the question all week.
Yeah, and he's going to be like, oh, Wolford, Wolford? Yeah, Wolford's going to he's gonna be our starter this week. So here's the other thing. They asked him, Wolford, like, hey, you're going to be starting in a playoff game. How are you handling all this? Are you sleeping all right? Here's Wolford.
I feel good. Yeah, I've been sleeping fine. The first night I found out, I slept a little bit less than normal, but you know, I think sleep's super important. I read a book called Why We Sleep. You guys should read it if you haven't read it, if you're not avid sleepers. And so I'm always trying to get my sleep.
This guy's a starting quarterback in the NFL. He's giving out book plugs. Hey, oh, if you never noticed why we sleep before, oh, I don't know, because we have to? Hey, I read a book about it. Hey, how about that?
Sleep, it's good for people.
This guy had a LinkedIn account up until a couple days ago. I swear to you, I'm not making it up. He had a LinkedIn account. Yeah.
That's awesome. There was another guy this year in the NFL that had a LinkedIn account. I'm trying to think of who it was, but there was a guy early in the season who had a LinkedIn account, and it was like all over the place. Oh my God, this is going to kill me. But it was so funny because yeah, you don't blame these guys. Like, they just, you go through college and you try to.
But for him to say, I read a book about why we sleep. Read something else. Like, isn't there anything else on your mind that you could, like, read about?
Well, how we sleep would be more interesting. Like, maybe he was trying to say how we sleep.
No, the book was called Why We Sleep.
It's called... Okay, that's fair.
Because you should? I don't know.
Sleep is good. I mean, I'm not the smartest guy. I would figure...
It's the favorite part of my day.
I think you enjoy it more than the show. That's for sure.
Yeah, sure. What do you think I'm doing when I get out of here?
As you should. As you should. So, all right. 855-212-4227. That's how you join the show. The guy's starting a playoff game. It's crazy.
Yeah, you know. All the other 52 guys are just depending on you. I've never taken a snap before. How do we say his name?
Yeah. He's going to be introducing himself to guys in the huddle.
He's going to be shaking everybody's hand. No, I know the plays. Don't worry.
He's starting against the Cardinals. The Cardinals are at least, they're not amazing, but... The Cardinals are good. Like, that's a solid football team that could beat you on any given week. And here he is, and he's got to win this playoff game. It's crazy, man. That's crazy. I can't wait to see how that game shakes out. So, anyway, 855-212-4227. That's how you join the show. I'm Vince Quinn. You can also hop in on Twitter at It's Vince Quinn, and that's all one word, at It's Vince Quinn. Someone has just threatened to send me DVDs in the mail.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.